So we called this night back to shul night because it came at the right season of the year. It's not quite yet fall, but just out of curiosity, how many of you started school this week? Can I get a show of hands? Teachers too, you count also, even if it maybe was last week. So for our students here, a question. When you have a big test in school, what do you have to do? What do you have to do before a big test? Tell me. You have to study, that's right. And if you are on a sports team, what do you have to do before a big game? What do? You practice, and in that hour right before, what do? You stretch, very good, that's right. You gotta get toned up for that. And adults too, if you have a big presentation at work, what do you have to do? Prepare for it. Or how many of you, I don't know if any of you do this, if you're gonna have what may be a difficult conversation with somebody, anybody practice saying the words inside or maybe outside to somebody else and rehearse what you're gonna say beforehand? Well, friends, I am here to tell you tonight, we have a big test, a big game, a big presentation, a big discussion coming soon. The Yamim Noraim, the high holy days, the days of awe are coming. And they're going to test us. We'll be tested on who we were and who we hope to become. We're going to be challenged to play fairly and do our best. We're going to be called upon to present to ourselves and to God our own shortcomings and our goals for the year. We're engaged in conversation with our innermost selves and with others and with God. And so, my friends, we need to prepare. We need to prepare. And as a rabbi, I have to tell you, you can't cram for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It takes way too much preparation. And so our sages said, take a whole month. They gave us the whole month before Rosh Hashanah starts, the Hebrew month called Elul, and said, this is the time to prepare. And guess what? Sunday, actually tomorrow night at sundown, Elul begins. The first day of the month of Elul. I know for some of us in synagogue life, we went, but for everybody, it's a time for prepare, and that's all good. I can't be remiss as your rabbi and not tell you it's time to prepare, or more importantly, help you prepare. So tonight, I'll take just a minute. I want to review for everybody just one or two things that we might practice for this important period coming up of Elul, and maybe we'll check in over this month as it all goes. So the whole point and purpose of Elul is to prepare, and the whole point and purpose of the High Holy Days is teshuvah. Teshuvah is the Hebrew word for it. Now, I need a couple of volunteers to help. Are there people here under a sixth grade or younger who would like to help? Would you guys all come stand up right in front of me, right up here? Everybody sixth grade or younger, or if you're older and you want to help too, that's okay too. Okay, and everybody face out towards the congregation. All right, we're going to show them what teshuvah is connected to. Okay, everyone's facing out towards the congregation, fabulous. Everybody make one quarter turn to your right and face this side wall over here, this side wall towards the sound room, towards the classroom. There we go, this way around, perfect. Now, take one more quarter turn and face me. Excellent. And now take one more quarter turn and face towards the pianos over there. And make one more quarter turn and face back towards the front. What did you guys just do? You turned around. That's right. You turned. The Hebrew word teshuva is related to the word for shuv, which means to turn around or to return. Teshuva is returning. Let's give a big thank you to our friends. Thank you, friends. You can go on back and sit back down. We usually translate teshuva as repentance, which is a great word, but I don't know that it tells us anything more than teshuva does. But again, teshuva related to the verb shuv, to turn. And so teshuva is turning around. It's turning back to our truest selves. If you've been going in the wrong direction, it's reorienting yourself and turning in a different way. During Elul, it is the custom, not on Shabbat, but on every other day in the month of Elul, to blow the shofar, to hear the shofar blown once each morning during each day of the month of Elul. Why would we blow a shofar on the morning of each day of Elul? For practice, okay, for those of us who are shofar blowers, good. An alert for what? For Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is coming, right? It's a different kind of alert as well, right? It's a call to us to remember, wake up, it's time to return. It's time to turn ourselves around and do teshuva. During the month of Elul, in traditionally you would add a special section of prayers to the weekday service called Slichot. Slichot comes from the Hebrew word slicha, which means forgive me, right? Or forgiveness, right? And especially here in America, the Slichot service comes on the Saturday night before Rosh Hashanah, sometimes a week before Rosh Hashanah. It's a special late night service when people come together to say the forgiveness prayers. Sometimes there's a study session or a program associated with it. The last couple of years here at TBS, we watched a movie and discussed some teshuva themes with it, and then did the late night service where we also changed our Torah mantles from their winter, spring, summer, fall colorful mantles into the white mantles of the High Holy Days. This year, on Saturday night, the 17th of September, we'll have a Slichot program at 7:30, followed by the service at 9. It says in our High Holiday Prayer Book that teshuva, tefillah, and tzedakah, that teshuva, turning around and doing the right thing, tzedakah, giving righteously, and tefillah, prayer, can help Mavirin et Roah HaGzeirah, help avert the severity of the decree that's coming. In other words, you want to know a way to lessen what goes on the High Holidays? Teshuva, tefillah, tzedakah. Come on that night of Slichot. Mr. Roger and Cantor Will and I are going to teach a little bit about those three things, what they have to do with our High Holiday season, and then we'll have our late night service and change our mantles. In some congregations, they read Psalm 27 at the end of each service during the month of Elul. We're not actually going to end with it this time, but maybe we'll do a study session on it on another time. Most important of all, during the month of Elul, we're supposed to take the time to do serious introspection and reflection. It's the season of repentance and teshuva, of return and renewal. And so I want to give you two quick exercises that you can do over this coming month. First, something taught by our great sage Moses Maimonides, and we'll put the first slide up on the screen. Maimonides, Rambam, who lived in the 1100s in the Middle East, said there are five steps for teshuva. First, you have to recognize what it is that you have done wrong. You can't fix what you've done if you don't admit to yourself or to other people what's wrong and what you've done. This, by the way, can be one of the hardest things to do, right? Sometimes we don't like to admit to ourselves that we've done something wrong, but it's the necessary first step. Second, you have to take responsibility for your actions. You have to acknowledge that responsibility to yourself and acknowledge the responsibility to others, particularly if they are those you have hurt. Number three, take steps to repair the situation, if it can be repaired. If you've hurt another person, take steps to make amends. If you've done some damage in the world, take steps to better it. Can't always happen quite so easily, but it's an important step. Recognize what you've done, take responsibility for your actions, take steps to repair the situation. Number four, take steps to grow and learn from the situation. What is it that you have done? What is it that you have gained? How do you now know what you should do or not do for yourself? And then number five, Maimonides taught you truly have done teshuva when you are faced with the same situation and instead of making this choice, you turn and make that choice instead. That's the ultimate proof, he said, of teshuva. After you've recognized what you've done and taken responsibility for your action, try to repair the situation and grow and learn from the situation. If you find yourself in the same way, you take the other path, you turn towards the right way to do it. That's a first exercise in what to do during the month of Elul. I'll give you one more. This is a good practice. For this, you're going to need a partner sitting next to you. Turn to somebody next to you, but make sure that everybody's got somebody, so maybe across an aisle or across a row to do. Here's what I want you to do. Look towards your partner and practice saying these words. I am sorry. Right? Sometimes we need a little bit of practice to be able to do this. Look towards your other side. Practice this again. Ready? I am sorry. Now, friends, I will tell you, there's an advanced level. There's a bonus degree to this. Turn back to your original partners because during this month of Elul, when we are asking other people for forgiveness and we are saying we are sorry to them, part of it is also having the ability to say these words, I forgive you. Also important to be able to do for us all. So two exercises for us to do, the five stages of teshuvah and the very important words, I am sorry and I forgive you. Friends, one final story to help us prepare for, Elul. This one from Rabbi Hillel Silverman. He tells the story of a young man who came into the diner one night, sat down at the lunch counter and ordered his meal. And while he was waiting, he took out his cell phone and made a call. Well, the shift manager, the diner's manager behind the counter wasn't trying to eavesdrop, but you know how it is when someone's on their phone out in public, you can hear everything that they say. And the young man was apparently talking to a manager at some business, and he asked if a certain position had been filled. And the answer was, yes, it had. And the young man asked him, was the new employee doing a good job or would the company be looking to replace him? And the answer was, yes, the new employee is doing a fine job. No, there'd be no need to replace them. The call finished, and the caller, the young man, looked quite content. A little bit of feedback here, that's okay. The shift manager apologized to the young man for eavesdropping, but said, you know, we're looking for more wait staff here. Are you in need of a job? And the young man explained, no, I have a job. In fact, that was my job. The manager said, well, why did you ask about the job on the phone? And the guy said, that was my job. I was just checking up on myself. But Rabbi Silverman points out the same is true for us in this month of Elul. We need to make our own calls and check in on ourselves. We check up on ourselves. We see how we are doing, where we need to make teshuvah a turning around, a repairing, where we may need to say, I am sorry, or I forgive you. Together, friends, let us do the hard work in this coming month of looking within ourselves and getting to know ourselves truly, making amends with each other, making amends with God, making amends with ourselves, and using the time this month to prepare for a successful season of review and renewal, of change and growth. May our turning during these days turn us towards a good new year. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat.